Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your girl Mo from ATL Podcast Network. You're now tuning in to my show, Mo About Nothing. Come chill with me weekly on ATLPN.com. Now, let's start the show. What's up, everybody? It's your girl Mo back again for another week of my show, an ATLPN production. Brum, 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 brum. Mo About Nothing.
I guess that was a Jamaican horn.
Whatever. Okay. I got Big Percy J and Big Johnson here to irritate me tonight, along with BT.
What's up?
Let's
go. You know what? Is there a college you go to learn how to be like a host? Because I want to go to college for that.
College? You know what it's called? The School of Hard Knocks.
I mean, not that kind of host. I mean, like, I'm talking about like the host that be like, if it's your birthday tonight, if you make more than $30,000.
No, I got that. If your brother score more than a 700, let me see your bitches throw the drinks in the air, motherfuckers.
You got more than $1.50 in your pocket, let me see your hands.
If you a lady and your pussy stay clean, let me hear you say
Everybody can't do it. I got a couple homeboys that host, and everybody can't do it.
They can't.
You got a couple of lines you may throw out, but after that, you be like, okay.
You talk about like
when this nigga said, if your credit score over 750, let me hear you say ah, and nobody looked. I was like, oh, I gotta get out of here.
I'll be trying to get
this. This is not the place for me.
I break out my goddamn camera phone and be taking pictures of them motherfuckers. Like, that's who I'm finna fuck with.
I love that shit, bro.
Right.
Y'all talk about party starter type dude.
Yeah. What about the DJs that be having in voices? They be like, one bottle, two bottles, three bottles, four bottles.
That's a Jamaican club, huh?
I don't know what kind of club that is you're talking about.
No. She talking about the Royal Peacock.
It was 11:45 I was at 11:45.
I don't know who that is. Wow. They be counting bottles, for real.
Yeah, they be counting bottles about how many, because they're probably because they nobody was buying any.
They get a cut.
Probably. Nobody was buying any bottles. That's why.
You got to have one in voices, too, man. You just can't, walk
I know. You have
street.
To have a voice like mine.
Hey, you throw your hands in the air.
Sucking on helium.
That'd be a good idea, don't you think?
Yeah. Like you just don't care.
Hi, guys.
You know what I saw, and I was so disappointed. I was in a spot one night, and, you know, if you buy a $150 bottle of, let's say, Ciroc.
Which is a waste.
If you buy a $30 bottle of Ciroc for $150, you at least want to have a flare, right? You want the flare to come across the room with the sparkles and everything.
These
motherfuckers had damn lights flashing. I was like, if you don't take that shit back, give me some
lights. They had the phone.
They had the flashlight with the on-off.
Flashlight with the on-off thing. I'm like, if y'all don't go get me some damn fire.
The other niggas bought the bottles with the flares. Like, no. Like, you got the regular Ciroc, so you just get the flashlight. You got to get the flavor Ciroc to get the flares.
I don't want to throw no shade on them.
It must be a geographical thing, because things change. You're like back up in New York, we go to clubs.
Oh, God.
And then,
this is
back in New York, everybody got them ball and they got them coke. Ain't nobody right.
That's what I'm going.
Motherfuckers roll through their own set.
That's exactly where we're going, because, you see a motherfucker's back before Ciroc came out, and you walk around with yourself a bottle of champagne or something. So you see a caddy walk around, see this motherfucker walk around the whole party with this, and then after the party's over, you looking down the train tracks, you're like, yo, ain't you the motherfucker with the bottle of champagne? What you doing on the train stadium?
So they actually walk around like some roses?
Yeah,
like
you walk a rose. That's a status symbol. That's the
right.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
They walk around.
It's just an empty bottle, but they just showing.
Probably
right.
Got water in it, right? Like that.
But like, oh, so when the ladies see him, like, oh, look, this nigga got a bottle. Like, yeah,
he got $100.
Right. Yeah, he got $150.
Right. All the way up. He got that bottle. Yeah, I need right. That nigga.
I'm gonna go buy me a bunch of flares. Then just walk around with flares in my.
Just put it on your glass.
4th of July and every motherfucking weekend. We got all the flares.
Sitting off the SOS. Smoke detectors.
SOS. Right. Where all the fine bitches at? SOS.
I'm
all right. Come find me.
Awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel if I spend more than what I could pay for in liquor. So I feel like I got beat.
Oh, of course.
Anybody who buys, I got these little things I tell people, please look out for these things. Mm. If you see me smoking a hookah, and I hate hookah, and it makes me very sick the next day.
It does.
Please, give me a headache. Please stop me and put me in an Uber. Because I'm so fucked up, I don't give a fuck.
At that point, I feel like, but you got to, don't you have a hookah bar here?
I got a hookah here.
Yeah, is it for women?
It's for women. It's for guests.
Oh, okay.
It's
for guests.
He said guests.
He got a gender specific.
Most everything in his house is for women.
That's what I would assume. Guests.
You got a point there.
When you say guests, I'm just going to assume it's women. I'm just going to assume it's half of the bitches.
But you got to give him props for being honest, because if it wasn't for women, I probably wouldn't even have plates. I'd be eating with a fucking sink.
Oh. My face is torn. No, but for real, like, you know, y'all can't see my face though, is fucking like
you got decorations, you got drapes, you got lamps. Like,
and we always have this discussion every time about, like, just the matching, like,
why you
the color coordination.
Do not bring out the zebra.
The the coordination. And this nigga, this in the live show talking about, oh, so we got a new print because my friend had on his the tiger jacket.
Who's that?
What? Mimi had on the tiger jacket.
She was hot. I like Mimi had the jacket. I like
and
that.
Here you go talking about, so this the new print for the house.
She had on like the leotard kind of tight joint underneath.
Let me tell you about Mimi.
Back up off my motherfucking
Let me tell you. Let me tell you about Mimi. So Mimi,
back up. Stop doing your fingers like that. Don't do your fingers like that.
Give him some slack, because you came in and made a little noise yourself.
Did
you
I?
Talk about the, yes, you did.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right, I'll take it back.
She got her shine, but you had your fan club too. So,
so the live show was lit. We had a good time with the live show.
That was awesome.
But I'm going to talk about Mimi for a minute, because
weeks
and weeks and weeks ago on our first show.
Actually, her middle name is Rings. So you just got to.
Mimi is an honorary guest. It's my friend, Mimi. Yeah. She's on the first show. If you haven't heard it, go back to Mo About Nothing episode 1, where she talks about all her trials and tribulations with weak ass niggas, scammers, and all these dudes.
So she went on second dates with.
Yeah.
Second and third.
I'm troubled with the sequence, man. Wait, you first time? Okay, fuck that nigga, and you move on.
No,
but yes,
she didn't even have sex with him. Apparently,
we didn't even get to sex. If you can't
stop it,
apparently she didn't. Listen, I'm just going by what she said. I'm not gonna down her like that, because I don't want her fucking up my shit and clowning the fuck out of me next time I talk to her.
Okay, so let's just say she did not have sex with him.
Let's just say that she did.
Okay, let's say she did. She's a cool person. Don't.
By the way, if any woman tells you she did not have sex with him, she had sex with him.
Especially if that information was volunteered.
I think only for one person it was volunteered, but I think the other one, Brian provoked it, I think, for the last two.
So Brian made her have sex with him?
No.
Oh, okay.
They do it by choice. No, I'm just joking. Mimi is a good chick, but she's very observant, is what I'm saying. And so she walked around the apartment, whatever, you know, and then we was in the middle of recording the podcast. This motherfucker said, do you like zebras?
I'm like, what?
And she just said that because...
What the hell was she walking at, though? Because I don't see no zebra.
It took me a second.
Okay, well, she went in the back.
She went in my bedroom and actually had...
Oh, you took her... You gave her the keys.
No, I did not. She did it herself.
She
went to the bathroom and she had to look at my bedroom and she saw that there was a zebra print freaking bedspread.
Comforter on there. Just
disclaimer, I didn't buy it.
Duvet. A duvet.
She came in here and she saw those... That print, and then on the
you had a blanket.
He got it on sale.
Blanket, yo. And then on the screen, on the screensaver of the TV, the whatever, there was a zebra.
A zebra came up.
Damn, bro.
You know, in the second bedroom, he had some zebra shit in there, and I mean, I saw it when I first came up.
So she was like, "You like zebras?" Just out of nowhere, and I'm like, I died laughing. That shit was so fucking funny, man, because she is so fucking observant. Moral of the story is, fellas, they watch.
I do watch, because listen, if any nigga got, I'm the first thing, if a man has like a matching set, which black, fine, okay, solid color is fine, but if you have patterns like animal print, cheetah, zebra, tiger, peacock, anything like that, I'm assuming that you still have your woman around, or that a female did it.
Or somebody actually decorated that I paid to do it. Or
you didn't pay nobody to do it.
Every nigga has a mama.
My mom's always trying to drop shit.
Every nigga has a B. B. Did you decorate your apartment yourself, or did your mama do it?
No, I decorated it myself.
Guess who did mine? My mama did mine. You think I got an antique fucking wine case? This wine case behind you. I'm scared to even touch because it may fall apart.
Maybe you like flea markets.
She found that antique.
How am I going to know that your mama did that?
My bar right here. My mom's got that. You know what I'm saying? She went and found it.
Okay, well, that's fine. That's something that you would discuss. But initially, any woman that comes in here is not going to be like, hey, bro.
Hold your point. I wish this is a video. I apologize. This is your show.
I'm going to take some pictures and put it on site.
You got to put some pictures. Because you know what? It looked like the type of box you put a woman in half in before you cut them in half.
Oh, yes. You saw in half joint like you're a magician. Box.
You know what? When anybody, when they were looking for a drink, I said, yeah, man, look in the bar right there. They'd be looking around like, what bar?
For a bar.
What bar?
They go around the corner like, bruh.
Like a woman's going to pop out.
So we got like a little handle on the side and the monkey dancing next to it.
See, most chicks think niggas just got them cinder block furniture everywhere. You know what I'm saying? With a damn.
Listen, because I went into B's apartment and I was just looking around and I said, hey, what is the first thing I asked you? I said, you live
in
B's.
Wait a minute. You buried the lead. You buried the lead in that. So you went in B's apartment, huh?
Yes, I did.
You moved too fast, but you buried the lead on that one.
Yes, I've been in B's apartment.
You telling me a story. I want you to stop there.
Okay.
Okay.
What? Stop and what?
Craig, stop. Okay. You were in B's apartment.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you dropped a few of those. I've been counting.
She just
dropped a few
casual.
Observances, but carry on.
Okay, we ain't gonna talk about it. Go ahead.
Women ain't the only people that's observant.
The first thing I asked you when I came to your apartment was what?
Yeah, she's like,
oh, you got any condoms?
Brian,
how much time we got?
I'm sorry.
Stop you guys. Stop it. Stop me.
I kid.
No, but she did ask if I lived alone.
I'm gonna edit it out. No,
I'm like, why wouldn't I live alone? And she was like, oh, you decorated this yourself? I'm like, yeah.
But he said yes, and I believed him because it's black. Solid black.
That's how you hide the stain.
Not zebra, not cheetah, not peacock.
I don't even know what a peacock.
Who a key? Not tiger.
Peacock, that's too much colors.
Okay, so let me put it like this. So I've had a lot of stuff a long time, but I didn't buy any of this. I really didn't.
So needless to say, if you come in his apartment, you got to find like you got to deal with all his relationships.
No, don't
at
say
once
that.
Because every woman didn't buy something he got up in here.
Well, you know what? That shows that he has stability. Because if she stick around long enough to fucking go to rooms to go. I'm trying to clear it up.
Here you go with this damn New York ass mentality. Come on now. What is it?
Okay, if you had a bale of hay sitting up in this fucking living room.
Or some cinder block furniture.
Yeah, come on.
You'd be
now.
Talking shit. Like, dude, he don't make no money. But he can't replace the cinder block furniture.
No, I would be like typical man shit. No, that's what I would say.
I'm not a child. I'm not a boy. I'm a man.
So?
You have man things.
I'm a man, baby. Yeah.
boys have cinder block furniture,
and you sitting up there with your Star Wars Chewbacca footy pajamas,
right? With your lava lamp.
In his bedroom, he has a futon as a sofa and a bed.
Like, damn, girl, we could sit and sleep. You see, it's a transformer. Hey,
you got to put the towel on because he be fucking on her too.
No, this dude, he had like she never seen a futon before. Hey, check this out. It's a sofa now, but watch this.
Wham.
Bam. It's a bed too.
You unfold it. That should be uncomfortable as fuck because let me tell you, in college, them little foods.
It got no support.
It don't have any support. And don't let you just be laying in one spot for too long because then it bends in the middle.
That's because you don't know how to sleep.
You know the good thing about those foods?
You don't know how to sleep.
You don't know
how to sleep. I don't know how to sleep.
Yes.
How?
You need to take a remedial course on laying down.
Oh, a remedial course.
Yes.
A remedial course
at
that.
Work your way up to heavy duty REM sleep. But no, you know what?
A remedial course? Really?
To get you acquainted with it. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
But this is what I'm saying. See, if you got to look at the furniture is telling the stories, like there's some staying power there.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first time you get with a dude, maybe you want some sugar in your bowl, or maybe just, I need a ride home, so I just gave him some head in the car.
Yeah.
So whatever works for you. You know?
But then, I'm trying to follow, but go ahead.
But a dude, But, okay. but if dude got chicks buying him furniture and toiletries and shit like that,
they don't like that, man. They don't like that somebody was in your life long enough.
That means he's putting it down.
Yeah, so you know that means that he been keeping them interested enough to go buy shit.
You know, with my problem is they'll start.
That's not necessarily to say he's been keeping them interested enough to go buy shit. It just depends on the quality of the woman. Because I need to know.
No, that means the wood has been laid.
Not only that. Here's my problem. My problem is they start looking at that shit and they be like, how can I compare? No, you ain't got to compare. You're something completely new. This shit ain't don't mean nothing.
Right. Like, I don't need a wine chest, girl. Somebody already got that. Like, get me a cooler. Get me, like, you know.
Give me something else that I can use. No,
right.
Don't say cooler. You got to say Yeti cooler.
Yeti right. cooler. I need my shit cold forever.
Yeah.
All right. Shit, but then, you know, then you got the women that be thinking about, like, oh, okay, so I'm going to just be laid up in this bitch's shit that she just brought.
I was in the dollar store. Why don't you worry about that? We don't think about that.
Y'all don't.
Let me walk into a spot and he bought you a goddamn 70-inch TV. I'm going to hit you with a remote control.
Okay, that's different than buying a motherfucking comforter and having all these little pictures. And okay, so like, what is this? A damn,
So what need to happen is I need to call the movers to come put all this shit in storage until you leave
This does look like Bed Bath & Beyond in here, though.
It does. I mean, that's what I'm just going by
this. F2B Johnson.
So maybe I'm just going by your apartment.
No, but
maybe
BT says something crucial, though. Like, see, if dude before him stepped into the pitch and bought a 70-inch TV, I mean...
Everybody gonna watch that shit.
I'm a benefit, so I ain't gonna flip on that.
Because you're gonna benefit from
that. But I'm gonna flip on them, you know, like, fucking civil rights... You know, Holocaust soldiers. Picture of Martin Luther King holding his nose.
Let's take a break because let me turn around and look at this room.
This is cool. See, that's some classy shit. You know, when I came, I was like, wow, this is a culture motherfucker. I shop at IKEA.
This is a culture. Oh, do you?
Of course, yeah.
IKEA's, though. I like IKEA. Yeah. So, you know, they got ice cream and shit in there and everything.
Yeah, and it's like, affordable.
I've never been to IKEA.
Huh?
I've never been.
You never been in there?
You never been to IKEA?
Never been.
I walked through there. I haven't bought nothing, but it's dope.
Yeah, like IKEA's like Atlantic Station or some shit.
Matter of fact. I mean, IKEA conveniently located in Atlantic Station.
Shameless plug.
Right, what the fuck?
We don't even know them.
Let me ask y'all a question. So I had this thing happen to me before, and I told her I didn't want to use them, right? So I went over to this chick's house.
Yes.
Condoms?
This friend, yes.
Because you didn't want to use her condoms?
Because they suck.
No. Condoms, and they were there, and she no longer dealt with that dude before.
Nope.
So I didn't want to use them. I'm like, I don't want to use that motherfucker. No. Oh, shit.
Why did she tell you that?
Because she
knows my kind of humor and she's funny as fuck and I laugh my ass off as I was telling her hell to the no.
Like, baby, no.
Yo,
baby,
that sounds like an episode.
He didn't use them and then leave them there. I mean, they were brand new.
Don't that sound like an episode of Tales from the Crypt? He like, oh, voodoo brand condoms. Right. Cool. Let me put these on. Right.
Lambskin.
What happened to my penis?
About these condoms. You know what? And you can't be fucking around with these condoms because, you know, I was messing around with a nigga that had some condoms, some type of warming shits, right?
Why are you acting like you don't know what the fuck they were?
Really? They were condoms with like warming, some like warming side effects, right? So if the sex is already hot as fuck, like I'm already hot because I want to have sex.
That thing hot.
And then,
that thing hot.
Hot box.
Hot box.
be like,
it's not a speaker box. Hot box.
Got that bitch smoldering.
Yeah, but let her finish. You set herself up.
Okay,
fucking panties got holes in them.
Okay, fuck it. Like, shit. Just like.
Because Mo's setting herself up for a fucked up joke. Go ahead, go ahead.
Okay, no. So listen. These condoms
was
supposed
it itchy
to be like
and scratchy brand condoms?
Oh. No, they were like warm and liquid, right? But then I'm already hot, so this is heats up with sex and more friction. The shit melted. Like, the condoms literally, like, melted.
Oh, damn.
They melted on the nigga's dick. Like.
I'm yelling bullshit.
So what I'm saying
bullshit.
Is,
what? No, a condom did not melt because your thing is that
hot. It got stuck.
Oh, really?
So it melted.
That don't.
So yeah, part yeah. of no, it. So part fiction. Of it. No.
That sounds like a trip to the doctor.
Right.
So wait. He was. Okay.
I gotta Google this.
Go ahead and Google it.
He had some warming and sensual condoms.
Yeah.
And he
like
may have used some damn lubrication. It was also.
You think so?
Maybe. Had to.
So I don't know. Don't they have warming condoms on there? Don't you look them up?
I think it's not the condom. It's the fucking gel.
Yeah, it's some gel you can.
Trojan Her Pleasure warming premium latex condoms are designed. Yeah, I think Trojan makes them. Yeah,
don't try to fucking play me. No. You don't know the fuck I'm talking about. Good amount of vaginas.
But at least they're ribbed for your pleasure. I mean,
at least
they're ribbed and contoured for extra enjoyment and stimulation. All
right, so B.
I think it was just real hot.
So B. When it melted on you, so what happened?
So after it melted on me, right, I was like, yo, chill out for a second, let me reload. You know,
he's standing, right? He's looking like a spectator, like, yeah, tell me more about this.
I like, yo, we gotta stop for 5 minutes, let me reload.
I mean, so I guess the listeners know what my face is looking like, because I just don't understand. I don't understand how this always turns into And he just goes along with the shit. He lets people really believe.
B typed in W on his phone and it filled out the rest.
That's all he did was like, type in W.
Google knows my heart. Like me and G, we good.
I've been here before.
We doing you like they did Angela Yee this week on her show. You know, Gucci Mane said he got out of, and she like, no, I did not.
She did. I saw that. Yeah. I saw that. He was like, way. Come on, like, what?
You text me, like,
she was like, mama? I did not. I've not such thing. I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, come
why
on,
why she
Yee.
Acting so brand new?
Come on, Yee.
Why she acting come so on. Brand new?
Like, dude, you know what? I've learned a lot this week, and I've learned a lot about women.
Was that learnt with a T?
Yes.
Yeah, learnt.
That's the way you spell it, man.
That's like delivered.
Past tense.
Right. I just wanted to know if that was learned with a T.
Learned. I learned a lot this week since you're all grammatical around here. Now I'm going to check you the whole time, Miss Kentucky.
Yeah, you go right the fuck ahead and see what you can
Wait
get.
Wait a minute. Let's back up a minute, because I saw somebody post on your damn thing like, you need to stop talking about 4th Street like it's lit.
4th
First of all, they said don't mention racist-ass 4th Street. That's number one. Somebody was like, 4th Street.
We didn't bring up the topic of race. You said it was popping, not racist.
Well, listen, I'm not a black man. So
what we learned is
you're not black man, you're a part-time black chick?
What's going on here? That's exactly what it is.
No, hold on. Racism.
That's exactly what it is.
Racism
is different. It's different.
For women.
A pussy will change minds.
Will it?
Especially if it's a burned condom.
Won't it?
Yeah.
And especially if it comes in this package.
I know at least three Klansmen that would give you head.
Three?
Yes.
I know about five.
There you go. You put my point.
It's like head has no color.
Yeah, exactly.
Head has no color.
So anyway, so we good on the no condoms if they left over from the previous, right?
Yeah, because I was just saying, like, I don't know where that. I brought that up just because to say, like, I don't know where the fuck condom they came from. Like, right. If a woman bought it before, that's why you need to ask about that shit.
They were too small. Look, they were too small anyway. They were Magnums. So.
Okay, all right.
He's like, yeah, those Magnum XLs like way too tight.
Were they the gold? They were the gold package, tight. Right?
I just knew they were small, so I'm like,
I gave them to the kids so they could play in them.
They blew them up like balloons. That's what they did.
It was hot that day.
Wild.
I just can't with this.
No, but I'd be more concerned with you know, if they've been old, like, you know, if this chick, she hadn't been getting a lot of action, and all of a sudden you'd be like, oh, then.
Nah, it was just the principle of it. I don't want to deal with.
You've had a condom break before.
You know what?
Let's say in your young years, let's go back 10 years.
No,
you ain't got to go back. I ain't got to go
back
that far.
I've never had a condom break, but I have had them come off. And they come off.
Yes, and then you
all
go
the time when you hit
searches?
It from when you hit it from behind, the back. They always look. I've had to take my fingers
and dig and in get it,
and pull it out, man. And it's just like, okay, nothing breaks the goddamn mood more than oh shit. You know what I'm saying? It came off.
But you'd be surprised with the one chick that happened to me where she was just like, "Well, so you ready?"
Oh, I'm
ready for what?
You know, the one
round.
It's happened more than once. It happened more than once to me. I thought you told me you ready for something else, but
no.
Yeah, well, yeah, like CVS next morning. Yeah, that's what came to my mind.
No. She was ready for some more. She was like, just great. She's like, put on another one so we can keep on rolling.
Look, would you say I got it now? So I might well keep on going. I mean, we got herpes, so let's go.
Herpes, though?
Dude, that's what the number one thing popped in my mind is fuck. Because I don't know what, you know, you never know sometimes what somebody got. even if y'all cool, like,
bro, you could kiss somebody and get herpes. So don't
exactly.
Even, like,
yeah, exactly. Why are you worried about I'm that? Just saying.
Why are you worried about that?
Because it bothers me.
It should bother you. See, now, it's certain, like back when we was taking hygiene, they always showed you the picture. This is what a penis looks like when right. you have herpes.
Right.
And then they show you all types of crazy shit, like you lose your eyeballs and shit. Like they just put right. you way on the far end of the shit.
Right.
I mean, like the first time a condom broke with me, you know, first it was, oh, this is some very good pussy. Wait. This something is a little wrong. Warm. Yeah, something's right, there.
Because it's like feeling way too
good.
Yeah,
this is mm-hmm. too good to be in a condor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What happened to the condor?
Right. What happened to the condor?
Because at first you're going and it's like, all right. And then you're like, oh.
Yeah, it got real good to me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute.
I was snapping my fingers, right. singing Eric B. and Raquel.
And that's the worst. Stop, like, stop, coming from, stop. I mean... Y'all, whatever, it kills the mood. But you know what for
kill
us?
Kill the mood. Yo, wait, stop.
Wait a minute. Do you know what it's like for you to just your hands up. All up in my somebody's?
You can do it yourself.
Trying to be like, okay, well, okay, and I'm just over here looking like, okay, what the fuck?
Okay,
like,
we'll try this.
Especially,
hey, baby, I'm over here like, did you get it? Can you find? Yeah, I got it. Wait a minute, I found it.
Yeah,
wait a
minute. How many times this happened?
A lot.
You got a tight one, don't you? Because they just grab it and won't let it go.
Oh, Jesus.
Now a word from our sponsor.
Right.
Dude, okay, guys, we're going to take a break.
If you can see how she looked at me, man, like, what the fuck
you talking about? Yeah, but I'm still stuck on the mood. Killing. I mean, when your condo
that only happens when that happens, by the way.
Yeah. Now, see, unless you can say, hey, okay, well, you know, the forceps in the bottom drawer. You know, that's different. At least you got some tools or some shit like that.
And we panicking.
I'm panicking. What the fuck? You think I want to sit here and have a condom lost in my uterus somewhere, like up there or
then
somewhere?
Let's have a panic symphony then. We both work because I don't want to be tied into having a kid.
Teamwork, damn it.
You know?
I don't want to be tied into having a kid either.
Then let's find this condor.
Okay, let's get it. So that's why you over here looking like you my damn gynecologist.
There you go. Get in the stirrups.
Yeah. Okay, where's the shit at? Get the flashlight. Turn the LED light on the phone. You that's open your
fun.
Legs up and you're looking in there.
And then
like,
the next
okay,
question
wait a
comes.
Minute.
It's not fun.
Is it full or is it empty? It better be full.
It better be empty.
No.
Empty. That means the contest is in you.
Huh?
You want it full.
But so wait a minute, no, y'all
don't.
Already talking about. I don't want it full.
You said it came.
No, if you.
Oh, I mean, so you trying to say if you reach that point?
Yes.
Sometimes it doesn't reach that point.
Oh, yeah. Not,
so if it doesn't, I don't want it to be full. But
if it has, if it's off and he hasn't reached that point, he's a good dude. You need to marry him. Cause he stopped.
Yeah,
realized it was off.
No, but for real, that's what happened. Yeah, that's what happened. Cause I was like, yo, this is feeling way too. Oh, that's
yeah.
That's
yeah.
why. Oh,
that's that.
Because
that,
you, yeah,
moment.
It's
yeah.
just like
yeah.
what? Oh, this is feeling.
Right,
real.
It's a
do you
big
got
a
dick skin condom?
It's
like,
a huge.
What
it's a huge. Difference.
I don't think that's a good selling.
It's
point.
It's a huge you difference, know? And I don't
dick
even
skin condom.
A dick skin condom.
Yeah, that's some old. What's my man? Silence of the Lambs shit. Silence of the Lambs skin.
Dick skin condom. That's some like I wouldn't fuck you with his dick kind of shit.
Yeah.
And it's a good segue. So did y'all enjoy the live event?
It was awesome. It was awesome. See, like, at La Meridian.
Y'all get so
yes!
graphic.
Yes.
Y'all get so graphic. I had to kind of calm it down, but we around here comparing shit around.
I mean, listen, you acting like that doesn't happen to people all the time.
It's happened.
It has happened.
That's
times.
How I got here.
Boys and girls.
Oh, okay. Let's go. Okay, let's go that way.
That's how I got here. That's how everybody got Mo About Nothing.
Okay, all right.
My mom, 29 years ago, decided that she wanted to go look for that condom.
She did not wear a condom? Oh,
really? And there was no CVS back then, right?
Really? It was 87. Like, I don't know. Shit. It wasn't? No you CVS. Tell me.
There was no morning after for...
You tell me.
Okay. She didn't jump up and down afterwards.
Yo, the last time...
Because all y'all know, because all y'all significantly older than me, so y'all can tell me whether
or not. Listen to her.
Significantly.
So, y'all tell me.
You know, just because you could buy liquor legally.
Hey, this some shit.
Yo,
we were cool.
Yo, about
we are cool. I'm just trying to... I mean, what? Y'all trying to throw shots at me? Set me up for some jokes and shit. I'm just being real. I'm
you don't.
Well, this is your show, so you can't take it back control of it just
okay.
by dogging us out.
Okay, thank right. you. Right. Okay,
maybe you need some henchmen.
Mm. Okay. So.
Yeah, that's a thought. You know, get some old nasty fat girls. There. Why are you talking about Mo like that?
You don't know how she is. She got feelings.
Wait.
Leave my homegirl alone.
You gonna finish that?
Oh, crusty ass.
Like, get him.
You gonna finish that sandwich?
Nuh-uh, cause see, what you not about to do. What you not about to do.
See, you don't know Baby D. You don't know Baby D. See, I see how you looking like that.
Hostess,
you don't
know. Your cupcake coming out. When you bite into a cream shooting out your mouth. Glitter.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know Baby D. I see how you looking. I see
how you gonna
looking.
Be fucking with the little sister that's bigger than the big sister?
Yeah, man. That's maybe bring some nice fat girls around here just to, you know, balance things
you
out.
Know what, Percy? You know what? You are real problematic.
Why are you
real
saying that?
Problematic.
Hold on,
and
wait.
You gonna get me fucked up.
No.
That's what, because you keep talking about people. Last week we had the issue with that. You had to recant. This week you talking about some real fat bitches.
You had to recant.
And yeah, you gotta recant his statements because
he's
he said some real problematic shit.
You know,
and he's gonna get me fucked up. Look, no. I don't have time. You gonna have people text talking about what's up with this nigga talking about us with the overweight shit. What's up with these niggas talking about these gay niggas and shit? What's up with these niggas you got in your show? I don't have time.
Okay, let me help you out to your chubby audience. Yo, y'all get nothing but props from me because yo, no, I'm dead serious. Thick girls. You made the way God made you. That's the way that works. And then on top of that, you don't have to deal with none of the bullshit. Like, yeah, I know. But no, just being himself. And they're usually cool. I'm cool with fat chicks.
He's very exclusive to them, too, by the way. So yeah,
my whole fan club is nothing but little thick women. You know what I'm saying? Yo,
God, you know what it is?
I'm saying,
fan club?
My fan club, yes. I'm a fat girl fantasy, yeah.
Oh, yes. Snap. You got a website?
Yeah. Calorie.com.
See, this is
calorie.com.
Yeah. We're gonna put all us out tonight.
We're gonna put us out of my house. No, I'm partial.
I'm gonna put all y'all.
To your audience,
out.
No, dead serious. I'm partial to thick chicks.
That's it.
I'm diverse, but you know, thick chicks, they got a place in my heart, yo. Because you know, when I used to go down south, you know, all them corn fed girls. But oh my god, I gotta leave New York for this shit. So yeah, thick chicks is cool as long as you look good. What you got, you a winner in my book.
There's so no thick
what about
in
these
New
fupas?
York?
Who's
fupa?
What's it? What you got?
So
like
you
the
got,
pouch?
Yeah. So you like fupas?
No, I didn't say nothing about no pouch. Don't put me. Yeah.
A fupa's like when they got the vagina in the front.
No. Now you talking about the front?
Like you know, a vagina in the front, but it's like an extra. Like
no,
layer.
Where else would it know?
You know what a fupa is, B?
I don't.
What? This I thought at least you would know.
Why would I know? Why would I know?
She's saying you fuck with. Fupas. I don't want to say that word no more. I'm trying to back out of this whole.
A fupa is basically like this little area right here that covers the vagina.
So the front butt.
We're going to get a picture of that too.
You mean a stomach?
We're going to put.
No, the front butt.
Yes.
She talking about the
yes, person.
No. See, hold on, wait. Let's stop.
See, I know you know what a fupa is.
No, you talk.
You know what a fupa is.
No. Hold on. You got to dig yourself out of the hole that you don't create.
I don't have.
You talking about morbidly obese? That's what you.
No, I'm not.
You talking about more chicks?
No, I'm not.
You talking about them chicks that sweat gravy? No, because you got some girls.
Oh my god, you.
Look. Person, you know what? Yeah. Y'all swap places now. You being respectful now. She's being disrespectful.
You know what I'm saying?
This is going on now.
Sweat gravy.
Person, thank you.
Person, gravy. Yeah.
Thank you for correcting yourself.
Thank you,
and apologizing.
And I apologize to the audience.
Mo, you are out of order. Okay?
Mo, you are really out of order. Nah, because you know, to your audience, to anybody in Mo's crew that I've said something about thick chicks, because I'm gonna stop saying fat. Because you're absolutely right. Because I love me a thick chick.
Yes.
I love me a thick chick.
You gotta be ashamed of yourself on your own show.
But you know, you're only offending people that think they're fat.
No, see, I'm offending the people who she got to deal with. Yeah, probably have to. Well, he said it. Fat girls is cute.
What? Not people that I got to deal with.
Spit it out, mama.
I'm going to spit it out.
Spit it out.
I got to deal with, like, it's not even worried about, like, the people that I don't even know that listen to this show.
Hey, hold on. When did you post the last show, B?
We looked at seven days ago.
The day after, I got images. This is what I'm saying.
Damn at Jazz.
So last week we talked about motherfucking cucumber. That was the title of the show, right?
Cucumber.
The next day, because you know I put my phone number on Twitter.
Why you do that?
Yeah.
Well, not my. It was just the number, like the basically like the Google Voice number.
Okay. What's
so
it you talk about? Stranger
about the show or whatever, right?
Yeah. They
so
can't tweet
I got.
It.
They can tweet me about it, but they can also send comments and questions to that number.
So you say,
tell them what that is. Tell them what it is, right quick, so they can keep on doing it.
But the number
and the Twitter.
Listen, because you know I gotta look at it. You over here playing games? You should.
Why'd you put a Google number on Twitter?
A Google voice number. It's not like people are over here blowing
our number,
it up.
Our number for ATLPN is a Google number, too, so we can accept.
The number is... Are y'all ready?
One more time. Are you listening?
Get your pencils out, listen.
People have pencils? A pencil? A pen? A pencil?
Listen, better get your number two pencils out, because all these hoes be testing me.
I haven't seen a pencil since 1990. Danny.
No, she said a pencil.
A pencil.
Number two pencil.
Number two with that. 404.
Don't get sexy now. Go ahead. Finish it up.
5-7-4-2-0-3.
One more time. Let me get a pencil.
404-857-4203.
Okay. Excellent.
Well, anyway, somebody, listen, I got a couple of texts. There was a dude that texted me a picture of a cucumber and said that's all he thought about.
I saw that. That was funny.
That's all he thought about.
Ever since he listened to the podcast.
Since he listened, well, you went on the last show, B, so you wouldn't really want to understand, would you?
No, that's why.
Okay,
I'd like
right.
And so, obviously, he didn't listen. And he was a guest on your show
today. The title of the motherfucking show is Cucumbers and Shrimp for Breakfast.
But let me ask the question. Before we, Let me ask the question.
So, what I'm saying is that people listen and they will automatically respond. So, if you are ever being problematic to the shit.
No, see, hold on. Don't push me in the
corner. And talking about.
Maybe he was a vegan. Don't put me in that fucking. And besides, a cucumber is actually a
melon. You made me break my damn nail over here. No, that's you. Because I was over here clapping because I was mad.
No, that's between you and Lee Presson. That's
my real person.
But we already know.
You want me to throw this boot at your mouth?
We already know that.
It's going to make her throw that booty in your mouth.
Anyway, wait.
It makes for good radio. Go ahead.
What is the boot? Is that slang for something?
Throw this boot at your mouth.
So, first, we know you apologize and everything's good. We know that she's the one who's instigating and being problematic now. So
that's
what
I'm
right, really?
Big chicks is cool with me. But see, she's trying to put me on a hot seat because Precious walked up to her on Tuesday, sweating, breathing all hard. Hey, Mo, you busy?
You know what? At work, Precious did come up to me and ask me to help her with some stuff.
And you tell her this isn't the
you
place
work with
for
Precious.
It. I don't work with Precious per se. But
you tell her this
I
is not the place
the
for
that's,
it.
That's kind of
tell her you address
know,
me in the cafeteria like a real.
See,
she had a little extra weight on her. She always want to bring in dishes to work. And that's one reason why I don't like work potlucks.
Let me just say this. This is
one reason.
And I'm very uncomfortable with this conversation because I love everybody. I love everybody.
God made us all special.
I love everybody too. I don't know. This
I've said
started
before
out
in the past. Some of the funniest dudes I know in Atlanta, Georgia, are gay, and I died laughing.
This is what I'm saying. This is why people feel like it's like a homophobic thing because you constantly have to reiterate about how you. I have all gay friends.
No, I don't have.
I'm not homophobic. I'm not this. I'm not that. Listen, we know. Like you don't have
it's okay.
to say
yeah,
it.
It's okay.
It's okay. But you know what?
You don't have to reiterate it. But what the problem comes?
What?
Percy.
Spit out,
Big Percy J.
Hello,
Big Percy J. That's
Master
what the
P. What's up, Mickey?
Oh, Master P.
Master P. Say, yeah, fuck your couch.
Oh,
I thought we need to put a J on that, Master P. J.
That's the PJ. That's funny. That was a good one.
I'm trying to be all congenial and shit. Fuck.
That's where the problem comes in. It comes in. We're talking about fat bitches.
I said, no, I don't use the word
We've gotten off track here. So.
Yeah, thank you. Let's just put
the, what is no, the but, track? You tell me what the track is.
This is
can
more
you put
about
the train back on the track?
It's hard. This is more about nothing. So
more about nothing on the track.
So, Mo, what has been your theme for this week? I know you had some stuff you wanted to talk about. So.
No, I did not.
You want to dig into our personal lives like you was trying to do earlier.
I do. I always want to dig into your personal life.
You always nosy about the personal life.
I am nosy, but you never want to spit it out.
Why should I spit it out?
But I want to know, are you comfortable? We're talking about your personal life on the show.
I mean, I could tell you some lies. Some lies.
Yeah, you can filter that out. Go ahead.
I can tell you what you want to hear.
The facts are definitely interesting, but yo, you want to spice that up with some fiction? Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
No, because earlier we were just talking about him. I just wanted to know why, like, his life as in relationships, as in it comes to, like, I always ask every week, but he always, like, swerves.
I deflect.
He always deflects the shit because I want to, he's talking about that he's in, like, you know, a 6-month sabbatical.
Yeah.
And I just want
That's 6
why.
Months. I can't do 6 months.
No, but see, you know, you got to get a man props.
6 months is a long time.
Let's leave it at 6 months. He's doing his 6 months. He's doing his time. See,
but are you sure he's doing it 6 months?
I'm not his father. I'm not his father.
Right,
no, right. But see, you know, and this is
that father with a V, though? Wait a minute. Was that father with a V?
I'm from New York. What
father,
the fuck you expect?
Like a father?
Father. That's your father.
I don't understand how somebody from Kentucky can talk about somebody from New York.
Yeah, let her have a fun. Let her have a fun. You know, they don't get out much
anymore.
There's nothing to do
there. Because I'm grammatically correct. That's why.
What them things on your feet?
Fogger you know is not a word.
Because you code, which is code switch, what you call it?
I don't code switch.
You code switch so perfectly.
You know she code switch. Yeah, she you does. Can hear it. Yeah.
I don't code switch. Yeah. I just, is it a crime that I was taught
correct English? I guarantee you.
That I was taught correct North American English? Do you speak correct English? North American English?
I guarantee you, Mo, when you having
sex. He's pretty proper.
When you having sex, you don't code switch. B, does she code switch when she
having
sex?
Shut the fuck up, Brian.
Yes.
Oh, when please.
When the stroke get real good.
You're right.
Oh, yes. Give me more, daddy.
I mean, if the stroke gets real, I probably don't say words at all.
Give me more, daddy. Give me more.
Speaking of tongues, it's a spiritual experience. Yeah. Y'all got
to
give me that.
That's a beautiful thing. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Right? Yeah. It's a spiritual experience.
But no, I can't do 6 months, though. I can't do that.
Actually, yes, you can if you just didn't think about the time, because it's not even about the time.
I'm around too many people.
It's about who you're going to find.
Around too many women.
Is it that hard, though? Is that difficult?
Listen, man, y'all don't understand.
Is that because there's too many women around? Like, what?
No, see, how does that sound? I can explain this in plain English.
For real?
But you women don't understand a man's libido. We are always on the verge of being rapey. That's how we get down.
You always on the verge of being a creep. That's some fucked up.
Well, that's
shit.
Them. That's them. But see, once you get a little
I wish
older,
you could change the word we into person.
We always on the verge of being rapey?
No. Man, see,
like, come on.
He's just trying to say we always ready to get down. Like,
yeah,
like
he should have picked a different word than rapey, though. Like, what?
No.
He's always situation. Ready to have sex.
Here's my situation. Whenever
I can be convinced.
Like, damn, baby, I got a headache. And then she pulled the dress up like, oh, I feel so much better.
No, see, yeah, and with a woman, it's different. It's like, yeah, but, you know, it's Thursday. Come on, baby. Why we got to go through this shit? Well, you got to tell me. You got to rub my ears. Well, it's a little bit more involved.
It is a little bit more involved because you got to warm up the oven. Sometimes I'll be ready to go without anything.
I'm not even talking about any of this. What I'm saying is when you're with a woman and there's an awkward, like, I got around a lot of women a lot.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a break and an awkward silence, dudes want to say, so what's going on with you? What's up with you? And you start talking to them. Next thing you know, you get a number. Next thing you know, you're going out. Next thing you know, something happens.
The phone is on the edge of the bed. It's vibrate.
More, it's more of a, I'm around too many people that happens, that I'm always into something.
That's an issue.
Why is it an issue? You got a problem with that, B?
What do you mean it's an
issue?
That I'm around people, beautiful women that I get talking to?
That's not a problem that you're around beautiful women. The problem is that you allow it to get to that point. They allow that. You allow that to get to that point. Oh,
B.
So who gives the number?
B, Justin.
Who gets
the
number?
If you're around a woman.
Who gets the number?
Who gets it?
You like, who asked for it? Did they just offer it up?
Who you want to give it
to? Depends on the situation.
Or do you just be like, hey, babe, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it'll be all kind of things. It'd be more, it can be like the other night I was out and it was like, hey, send me that video.
Right, look at this face.
It was like, send me that video we just took. And I would give the phone to her to send the video to herself.
And she just
herself,
put her number in there.
And I got her number. And then the next day it's like, hey, what you doing?
Oh, so the next day, then you text. So the next day, you text.
No.
Slick.
It's one of those, it's those type of things that kind of happen. Okay. And you'd be like, okay.
So you'd be like, who is this?
Yeah. New phone, who this?
Who this? It's like, oh, this is such and such from last night. New phone, oh, who this? Oh, wow. Let me go ahead.
Yeah,
you don't ever say no. That's
issue.
That's why you where you at, because you don't ever say no. That's the issue, isn't it?
Well, I don't have a problem with meeting somebody having a drink. I mean,
no, you don't have a problem with
What's a little more interesting is, why do you find a problem with that?
I find a problem with not being able to say no.
No, but
the yes man?
No, but see, he just described
the yes man?
No.
Real talk. What happens is, like, I was married before, and I was married a long time, and I haven't had a break. So, yeah, my therapist told me, yeah, you need to have a break.
That's
so
true.
So I get that. I can't break for 6 months because I'm around too many people. You know what I'm saying?
You mean a break from a relationship or a break
from
sex?
From being around women, period.
So like, being around women would include sex.
No, you can be around women and not have sex with them.
Yeah.
I said, so being around women, that would include sex. That's what I'm saying. So you're saying a break from women or a break from sex. And I'm like, if he's not supposed to be around women, then he's not supposed to be having sex.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, and it depends. You know,
right?
You know, it can get kind of awkward because if you come over your house, you just chilling with whatever.
You just want everything to happen naturally. You don't want to be. You don't want to stop the whole flow.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
If she feeling comfortable and like how you said, if the motor starts running and the engine gets warm, next thing you know, the phone is on vibrate on the nightstand, and you're like, yo, you need to call your man.
You need to call your man.
Yeah, tell him you're gonna be late.
Get your man.
Yo, the Jefferson just went off.
Right.
You know, they said, why don't you let him
know? It's got to the point where I don't want any friends, female friends, unless I'm in a relationship with them. Seriously.
Okay, well, that's
I gotta be in something with them in order to be a friend with them. Like, don't text me all day if we ain't in a relationship. I don't want to talk to you all the time unless we're in something, not a relationship, but something.
That's interesting.
Because
what happens is it'll escalate. And then
right now, okay, for the situation.
Are you talking about just for the sake of this?
The sabbatical.
I've gotten to the point where it's like, you know, I can't invest in the chick unless I'm really.
Oh, you said your relationships last 3 weeks
they
anyway.
Used to be.
I was like, where was the.
I got a break from that. I last a little bit longer. So, you know,
6 weeks.
No, months. I mean, last one was months. You know what? Almost a year.
That is bad.
But you know what? Yeah, but see, there's a spectrum. All jokes aside, it's a spectrum. Now, you can be that asshole. Yo, what's up, Ma? Yo, you look real good, Bobby. Yo, why don't you come back to me? And then, you know, you smashing it that night. Maybe she's like, well,
that's too easy. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, and see, maybe she just wanted some sugar in her bowl.
Is that your style?
That's too easy.
I'm a fly motherfucker. Yeah.
Ain't that the point?
But
what I'm saying is, it's not the point of like smashing that night or too soon or whatever. Because in my mind, there's no too soon. There's just only flow. So what's the difference between 1 week or 1 month or 1 year? When
you talk about the length of the relationship.
The length of whenever you meet or whatever.
He's just saying that's the thing that flows. So if he happens to fuck, I mean, he meets at 4 o'clock and fucks at 12. It was just all part of the flow.
So I'm always worried about tomorrow morning.
There you go.
I always say that. My theme is tomorrow morning, what's going to fucking happen? Like, if I meet you tonight and we get down and we cool, and then I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give her some. Because that's the way I think. I don't think like you're going to give me some.
Right. Like, I'm thinking I'm going to give you
some.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? All right. If I give you some tomorrow morning, are you going to be fucking crazy? Are you going to be like, where's this going? Right. And blah, blah, blah. Right. So I don't just fuck willy-nilly and be got them just throwing that shit out. I'm thinking ahead of the game. So I've had sex before, I keep saying that shit, because I got kids. So I'm not trying to just fuck the fuck. I know what fucking feel like.
Right.
Now, see, when you fuck, that's inconsequential. That's no relevance to that.
Yeah.
But see, like how you said, now you're going to fuck somebody, and then all of a sudden she expecting like, oh, hold on, you know, I haven't got my name changed. No, slow down, mom. You know, that's not it. Or either she wild out and cause you problems. You say, hold on, that was just some recreational shit. The vibe was cool. We can continue.
I don't believe the recreational ones. All the time.
Yeah, I don't do that. I don't even want to do that. But you know what? I don't want to do that. I don't want to meet a recreational piece of business. I don't want to do that because I would rather say nice meeting you and move on and not fuck you versus doing it recreational and now I got a problem because when we see each other, it's awkward. Not only that, she may know folks that you know and now you on her list. Along with everybody else's list.
So then they don't want to mess with you.
So now they be like, I can't fuck with him
because he fucked my girl.
You know what I'm saying? I can't do that.
That fucks you up.
Right.
Yeah. Because now, you don't hit her.
Now you're on the blacklist.
Exactly.
Yes.
Because let me tell you.
Okay.
I'm around some chicks, man, and they clickish. And I'm telling you.
Well, in this city.
Dude, I'm around.
Where we at.
I got a problem. It's like six bad chicks are hanging together. I like two of them. I can't fuck with either one of them because if I fuck with one,
it's over.
Yeah. So why even? Yeah. So I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to do any of it. I'm going to be on my sabbatical. I'm going to get my mind right. You know, I get everything else straight. And I'm going to pick somebody and I'm going to pursue them after a while. But right now, I'm good.
And plus, you already married, though.
I'm already married.
I said you were already married.
Yeah, I mean, I know what it's all about.
Bam, 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 bam.
I know what it's
Shots
all about.
Shots fired.
Right. But
stop
that,
making me try.
No, that I lived like seven lifetimes before I got married. And then I got married. And then I got divorced. And then I lived like 3-4 more lifetimes before I met y'all. So I'm good to go. I'm good.
GTG. Good to go.
But see, I'm glad
you were married before too, weren't you?
Mind your business.
Weren't you?
I was married.
You were married too before, weren't
yes,
you?
Yes, indeed.
More of this bitch like Oprah, goddamn, interviewing them.
Where are they now? No, that's what I want to know. Where are they now?
My ex-wife, she's an awesome chick. I got nothing but good things to say about her.
I didn't say what you had to say about her. I'm just talking about the experience. You were married before too, right?
Yes, indeed, yeah.
So what's your MO now?
My MO, I'm just like B. You got to think in terms of chess. Because if you put your shit out there, then all of a sudden, now you're known as a hoe. That's going to pollute the water. You can't fuck around anymore. Then at the same time, if you fuck the wrong one, she crazy, she done keyed my car. Okay, cool. And I got a problem with this chick.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So you got to kind of be careful. So I want to feel your vibe. You know, where you going with something like that? You know, like, okay, cool. You can handle. If it's going to be recreational pussy, yo, let me ask you. Fill out this questionnaire.
Oh, my God. Here you go again with this questionnaire. Talking about he got to know what's going on in your life every motherfucking day.
No. That's you. That came out of your mouth. Because, you own that.
No, this is you. No. Because to your audience, did you not say, oh, what?
No. But, you know, number one, no. Check this out. Sometimes a chick will go out with a dude.
Yeah.
And then, let's say, I ain't got no man. And then he don't know he ain't her man no more. So all of a sudden, you got this motherfucker standing across the produce aisle ready to fuck you up. And it's like, yo, hold on. Does this nigga know he not your man no more? Then you need to tell him. I want to know what's going on in your world in the interest of self-preservation. I'm trying to live for my country. Fuck the British.
You trying to live for your country?
Yeah.
Y'all right, because no, they because there will be some chicks that'll still be like
shit,
living with their ex, but that's not really their ex or whatever. So you
living with their ex,
right? But you think you're dating, but actually you're really just a side dick.
What's the square? Where do you work at? Right. Where does he work out? Where do you hang out? Where is he? That's the square. All four corners is covered. You know, so right there, and I'm not trying to get in your business on that level. I don't judge. If I think you're attractive, that's why we talking, whatever. But let's have a good time, whatever. But yo, these are the rules. I don't need no drama. You don't need no drama. Let's just enjoy the time.
Yeah,
you know?
I ain't caught a couple of chicks like that. Like, they interested in you, you interested in them, but they got so much fucking shit going on. It's just like, I hate that I even said anything to you. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I hate that we even had that conversation. I wish I can back up because you guys are bad friends. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
You know what's my favorite? Right. You know what's my favorite when that? Like, you know, let's see, you and honey have a good time. Yeah, it was real cool. Sunday, I ain't getting another. Yeah, it's hooker. So 7 o'clock call. Yeah, hey, what's up, mama? Hello. Yeah, this is you, Gladys. How you doing? I am fine. How are you?
Yeah, they get robotic.
Yeah. Okay, listen, I'm sensing this is a bad time to call. You are correct. Hit me with the information in the morning. Farewell. You know, you're like, okay.
Or you be like, hey, what's up?
And then when you say, listen, mom, if you got some shit going on, just be square.
But they don't want to do that. They don't want to do that, man. Yeah. And it's just like, so I've met a couple of chicks in the last 6 months where they cool, they beautiful, they nice, they everything going for them, but they in some fucked up relationships.
Yeah.
And it's more like I'm in a relationship, this is this dude, and he ain't treat me right, and blah, blah, blah. And they come over, and I'm like, look, I can be on my P's and Q's.
Oh,
I be
God.
Cooking, I be trying to do this goddamn.
That cooking
I'm doing
shit,
all this shit.
I'm making drinks, cooking, showing the sure immaculate decor in this motherfucker.
I am on point, like... This the nigga
you
want.
You got the zebra print
look,
back there.
This the nigga you want. That's the nigga you got. That's
yeah, 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 exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So what happens is, after a while, you be like,
what you want.
If they don't flip over,
I'm
be like,
you need.
Like, okay, I want to go with this. You be like, okay, you with that shit because you like that shit.
Right.
You like that dysfunction.
Right.
I can't fucks with you. Right. You know what I'm saying? And so now you keep it moving. Just like niggas who ain't shit.
Yes.
And chicks know he ain't shit, and he move on. Women have a hard time trying to fix that nigga they trying to be with.
Yeah, they be wanting
and
to
I don't
take
know why
project.
They do that.
I don't
like,
know why.
Here go this good dude right here. He may be got them showing you his best just to get you, but he's still there.
He can't sustain
to do that
he
shit.
He at his worst.
But that dude though, that you got who got them ain't got no job.
I ain't got no
who
car.
Using your car like baby boy. You know what I'm saying?
Don't put no gas in it.
Don't put no gas in it.
Maxing at your car.
Exactly.
Your cell
phone
shit.
But he got some good dick. You know what I'm saying? All that kind of stuff.
Yo,
my man ain't shit.
No, sometimes
it ain't. Girl, why don't you leave
sometimes
he hit. Bitch, dick too bomb.
Yeah. But this nigga who make this nigga who you ain't fucked yet, who makes six figures, who got a goddamn big ass house, nice house or whatever.
With classic furniture.
You don't want to flip over.
With classic furniture.
But you know, you make an excellent fucking point, man. You know, because see, women are nurturers, so it's like you know, nigga going say, yo, motherfucker, you don't believe in my rhymes? Hold on, you fucking in your you in your late 40s still trying to get your rap career going? You don't believe in my art?
Hey, don't front on a creative nigga.
Okay. This is exactly what I'm talking about right here. See, this is exactly what I'm talking about.
Not, but wait, you got to be able to pay your rent some type of way.
Exactly.
You got to be like, you can have some type of art shit on the side. I don't care if you draw or something like that.
Yo.
Okay, let's take B, for example. B.
B go to work every goddamn day.
He go to work every goddamn day.
Thank you.
I work.
He also makes music on it. He got his artist credit.
Let me tell you.
He makes.
Don't use me as an example.
No, because he makes music.
B is a stand up dude.
He makes music on the side. Do you make music on the side, B, right?
Yeah, I make music.
But you also do what?
Oh, yeah, I'm a surgical assistant.
But you also goes to work every day.
But if you leave home to go to your job and he's sitting in the bed and he pull his laptop out when you get ready to leave.
Or he'd be like, B, can I take you to work because I need your car today?
Because he dreamed of the perfect mix that he going to goddamn do. Then that's a problem.
Yo, you got to hear these beats, mama. You got to hear these beats, yo.
I got a lot of...
And I come back to the house the same way as I left it.
Exactly, because...
Ain't no dishes washed away.
Because he been concentrating on this goddamn mix and he couldn't get it right because he trying to fade one song to another song. And look... I'm talking shit, but I got a lot of homeboys who DJ around Atlanta, and you know, shout out to y'all, and y'all do it big. But guess what? Your job should always finance your dream until you make it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should set that point.
Here you go.
You gotta have a balance.
That's true.
Exactly. This podcast network is financed by my job. I guarantee you, I won't quit one until the other one blows.
Exactly.
Up. You can't do it.
Yo, dead the fuck up. Yo, I had a fucking triple platinum song on the fucking radio. I was at work 8:45 every fucking morning. Yo,
what you thinking? What was you doing?
We don't need to talk about
you
that.
You rapping?
Go ahead, dog. Go give a shout out.
No, I used to produce
Percy Pendergrass. The grass.
Nice. He showed, so Percy had a little gig at his house last night.
Percy!
He didn't invite y'all because he don't like y'all, but he had a
fuck you. Like, what the fuck? I invite you to come and spread your motherfucking ideologies and your school of thought on my show,
so look,
and you don't invite me because you don't like
place,
me?
Hold your place. Have you friended me on Instagram or anything?
What?
No more callers. We have a winner. Carry on.
You on Instagram, so Percy? Look,
I walk in the door of Percy's house.
You Instagram?
Yes. Big Percy J. Big Percy. I'm sorry, but we know now. So we can move forward.
Okay, we can move forward.
We can grow.
Right. Bro, yeah, that's it.
I walk in his house. You know those lights to be across the sky? Like you can go rent them and they like show that you got an event. Like, this motherfucker, like, yeah, the ones that go, you know, like you, like, what the fuck is that shit? Like spotlights and shit.
Bring I walk down in the blaze. House.
The Batman scene.
I walk in the house. This motherfucker had two of them, like, shining on this damn plaque that he had about this record.
Yo, exactly.
Hey, you got to champion yourself.
Wait a minute, I'm laughing hard.
Right underneath I had.